Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The opinions and suggestions expressed on the following program are solely those of the participants and not necessarily endorsed by Talk Radio 1170, the E.W. Scripps Company, or the program sponsors. This is Money Talk with your host, Dan Witham. Dan is a financial advisor with offices at 8516 East 101st Street, Suite C in Tulsa. You can reach him anytime throughout the week at 918-398-8387. Dan is a manager with and securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Now, here's Money Talk.
Welcome to Money Talk. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Dan Witham along with J.C. Haspel here in the studios. How are you, J.C.?
Dan, I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good to be here. Good to have you here this morning. I appreciate all of our listeners out there listening to our show today. I know it's hot outside. Hope you're having a great weekend, whatever you might be doing. We always give away a free book here on Money Talk. For 10 years now, I've done this show, J.C. Can you believe it?
It seems like a long time. I'm surprised I still have you on the air, Dan.
It's gone by like in a minute. You know, time flies.
Yeah, it has.
I hate to say it, but time flies when you're having fun. Anyhow, we always give away a free book here on Money Talk. The book this week, JC, Get What's Yours.
I think I've heard of that book.
Yes, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security Benefits, How You Can Get More, Up to $250,000 More from Social Security. You paid for it. You might as well get it. JC, if you could get $1 million out of Social Security, if you were married, a couple, let's say a couple, and your total benefits were $1 million, would you rather have the million or $750,000?
Ooh, that's a tough one. I think I'll go with the million.
If you paid in the same amount in both circumstances?
Yes.
And you just got more because you filed a different way in the first case, you know, getting the $1 million. You just filed the better way. Instead of filing the wrong way, you get $750,000.
I'm just hoping to get anything at this point.
Right. And the problem is, you know, there's 2,700 rules of the security system, and most people don't know all those rules. Most people don't know hardly any of those rules.
I would say,
yeah.
It's more accurate.
I don't think anybody knows all those rules. At least I can tell you, I don't. There's no way. But what the thing is, we also will send you the book. We'll send this book for free, Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security. Plus, we'll send you a free copy of our one-page report that you fill out and you mail back to us. And then we'll give you a free 30-page custom report based on your specific situation that shows you how much you'll get if you file the optimal way, JC, how much you'll get if you file the way like at 62, like you might be planning on doing 63, whatever it might be, and what the difference is over your lifetime. We'll show you what the difference is over your lifetime, how much more money you could get by filing the right way. It tells you when to file, when for your spouse to file if you're married. If you're a widower, it tells you when to file to get widow's benefits, when to file to get spousal benefits or retirement benefits, whatever you might be eligible for. It tells you when to file for each one, and you can switch from one to the other. And for many couples, that is the optimal way, is to switch from one to the other, one filing status to the other. And I'm talking about spousal benefits and widow's benefits, things like that. And the report is free, by the way. We do this Social Security report for absolutely free, for no cost, no obligation whatsoever. We just send you a one-page questionnaire that you need to fill out with tough questions, right, JC? Like your name, your date of birth, right?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah. Things that aren't too hard to figure out.
They're hard questions.
Yeah, they're not too hard to figure out. And it's only one page. I promise, it's one page, and it takes about probably less than 5 minutes to fill out. I'd say couldn't even take that long. Anyhow, the book is Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security Benefits. It goes through a whole bunch of different chapters. It tells you, you can flip to the chapter that applies to you if you're married or divorced or widowed, or have a disabled child or disabled parent. You can flip right to that chapter and just read that chapter. You don't have to read the whole book. It's like a manual for the Social Security system. That's really what this book is, I think, JC. It's a very well-written book by Larry Kotlikoff. In my opinion, the best book ever written on the subject of Social Security, without a doubt. And it's an excellent book, and there's 50 different secrets, he says, to collecting the maximum amount. And there's also a bunch of 25 traps, trials, and tribulations to watch out for to not get caught up by Social Security. And there are some tricks to Social Security, I will tell you. There's some tricks to that system. where you can do things to your harm if you don't know the rules. It's all free. If you'd like a copy of the book and the report, just give me a call at 918-398-8387, 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address when you get our voicemail. It is the weekend, of course. You will get our voicemail. And all we ask is that you leave your name and your address when you call in, and we will send that information out to you. Absolutely free, the book and the report. Absolutely free. And, JC, we've given away thousands of copies of this book
in the past
2 years,
if not more.
Yeah. And, by the way, the book is updated for the new rule changes that took effect in 2016. We had a bunch of rule changes.
Yes.
And the book is updated. It's a new revised version that encompasses the rule changes. So it is current, by the way.
And those rules do not exactly help people, in my opinion.
Right. And they're not simple either. They're not simple to understand, I will tell you. They're a little bit more complicated. And so some people can still do file and suspend. Some people can still do restricted applications. Depends really on when you were born, believe it or not. And that's under the new rules. And that's one of the things we'll talk about on the show today, as a matter of fact. I want to touch base on something else real quick. We talked about Medicare last week, JC. Remember?
Yes.
Medicare Part A, B, C, D, G, L, M, N, Q, whatever.
The whole alphabet,
L-M-N-P, yeah. Okay. Medicare. Part A Medicare you get by paying your payroll taxes, the 3.5% that you and your employer pay every day, every week, right? Every 2 weeks, right, JC?
Correct.
So that's funded by your taxes. Part A, which is the catastrophic major medical hospital stays. Part B is an optional program where you can opt into or opt out of by paying a monthly premium, right? And Part B, if your income is less than $170,000 for a couple filing a joint return, which is a pretty decent amount, it's 134 a month. So for most people, 134 a month for the Part B premium. But if your income is higher, for example, there's four or five tiers, 187, 267, 348. And if you're above $428,000 on a couple, you pay $428 a month for Part B Medicare.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. Now, JC, what's the difference in those benefits to everybody on that scale?
To the best of my knowledge, there are no difference.
Correct. You just pay more. You don't get more. Welcome to the government.
Yes. That's definitely ironic. You know, the people that are paying the most into it,
right,
have to pay more.
Yep, pay more on the premiums.
Get the same benefit, yes.
Yeah, they get you coming and going, so they don't like you. You got to pay your fair share, JC. Just remember that they're not paying their fair share.
Just correct me if I'm wrong. There's no cap on that. You know, if you make
no cap on the Medicare tax,
$1 billion dollars, you're paying, you know, your 3% on that.
You're right. There's a cap on the Social Security tax of $118,000, I think, somewhere around there. But there is no cap on Medicare. Thank you, Nancy Pelosi. Yeah. Anyhow, and she wants to get rid of the cap on Social Security, too.
Oh, well, there's a shocker.
Yeah, what a shocker. A Democrat wants to raise your taxes. Imagine that. Anyhow, so Medicare's Part B is a means-tested system, meaning that the more you make, the more you pay, right? The five tiers, they're all based on income. The other kicker is, guess what they do when you retire, JC? Let's say you make $400,000 1 year and you retire. The next year you make $50,000. Your income drops, right? Because you're retired. You're not working.
Makes
sense. Your income goes down to $50,000 a year. What does Medicare say? Do they boot you the lower tier to 134? Uh-uh. Not so fast, JC. They have a three-year look back. Yes.
Of course.
This is Medicare. Yes. They average your income over the last 3 years. Why do they do that, JC? Why do you think they're doing that?
So they get more out of you.
Right. Because
they
now your income.
You more.
Because they know when you hit 65, you're going to retire. When most people go to Medicare, they retire. And they don't want you paying the 134, so they add the last 2 years in, the prior 2 years in.
So your income could literally go to zero, and
you're still
going to
hit
have
you
to
for
pay.
The, yeah, you're still going to hit you for
the $400
potentially. Yep. Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
And the other thing is, 3 years they make it, so that's 3 years you're paying higher premiums.
Yes.
They get you for 3 years closer to your life expectancy. You follow me? Yeah. I'm surprised they don't make it 10.
Yeah, why not? Yeah.
And anyhow, so that's Medicare Part B. That's how Medicare Part B works. But let's talk about some of the deductibles and things like that they have built into this and why I wanted to talk about the supplement plans. Part A has a deductible of $1,316 for the first 60 days of a hospital stay. $1,300, which that's not bad. For 60 days in the hospital, that's pretty cheap, you know, if you think about it. Then after that, the copayment goes to $329 a day for 61 to 90, day 61 through 90. After 90 days, your copayment goes to $658. It's moving up. So if you're in the hospital for 90 days, your total deductible is $11,186. That's expensive.
That is, yeah.
That could break a lot of seniors. I mean, that could really bankrupt a lot of seniors, literally. $11,186. So if you go to Part B and you get the Part B, Part B covers your premium, you know, for 134 a month or whatever it might be. They give you $183 deductible annually, which is not bad at all. But you still have a 20% co-insurance amount on everything. So if you go to the doctor, 20%. If you have a procedure done, a lab test, 20%. So that's going to get expensive after a while, obviously.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And especially because, you know, this might surprise people, but seniors typically use more health care than younger people.
No.
I know. It's a strange phenomenon.
That is weird.
So go figure. So they need health care more, is what I'm trying to say. They have more health care costs than younger people, on average. Not all of them, but on average. I'm speaking in very broad, general terms here. They have more health care costs. So we have these supplement plans that cover this 20% co-insurance that you get from Part B, basically, to overcome that. Plan F, which covers everything and has no deductible, runs about $120 a month in Oklahoma for a 65-year-old male. Plan G covers everything except it has $183 deductible versus covers everything Plan F covers, except it has $183 deductible per year, but it only costs $93 a month, so it's about $30 less per month than Plan F, which is 30 times 12 is 360, according to my math, minus $183 deductible, so you're $180 into the red, in the black, if you go with Plan G versus Plan F, on average, let's just say, if your premiums are that. And we'll talk more about this after the break. Anyhow, I want to remind you, I know we got to take a break, I want to remind you of our free book, Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security Benefits. You can get a free copy of it. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387, 918-398-8387.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570, 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Dan with along with J.C. Haspel here in the studios. I want to remind you of our free book, Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security Benefits, How You Can Get More from Social Security. We'll send you a free copy of this excellent book and a one-page questionnaire that you fill out and mail back to us to get your free 30-page custom Social Security report that tells you not only how to get more from Social Security, but how to pay less in taxes by spending your assets in the appropriate way each year, whether they're IRA assets, 401k assets, non-qualified bank accounts, whatever it might be. The program takes a look at all that and tells you how much to spend from each one each year to reduce your overall tax burden throughout your lifetime. And that can save you up to $200,000, JC, which is a good bit of money.
Or better.
Yeah, plus $250 on the Social Security side. You know, if you, so that's $400,000, $500,000 all said and done over your lifetime. That's not bad.
No, especially because you've already paid that into
right.
it.
Right. So. You've already paid. That's without paying another dime, an additional dime into Social Security. We're not trying to change what you pay into it. We're just trying to change what you get out of it. That's really all we're trying to do here is to help you get the most out of it. And we want everybody to get the most out of it because you paid for it. You paid for this many times over. You should get it once you get it.
Do you even have the option of paying more into Social Security?
No.
I mean, is that, you can't say, I'd like to pay beyond what I'm required to?
No, because unless you show higher, if you're self-employed, you can set your W-2 income.
Right.
And some people
basically pay more taxes.
Right. Yeah. And that's about the only way I can think of, you know, that. But that doesn't, I'm not sure how that works. I'm not a tax guy.
Yeah, it's probably not a great strategy.
Yeah, I'm not a tax guy, so I wouldn't know. I was talking about Medicare before the break. Oh, anyhow. Yeah, the number 918-398-8387 for the book. 918-398-8387 if you want a copy of that book. We're talking about Plan F and Plan G before the break, and Plan B, Part B, Medicare. If you go to Plan F or Plan G, these two supplement plans that cover basically the bulk of your costs that Part B doesn't cover, you still have to have Part B, okay? And I don't think I was clear about this last week. You still got to have Part B. Then you can get a Plan F or a Plan G. But if you get Plan G, let's just say $93 a month for a 65-year-old male in Oklahoma, JC, there are various providers that provide Plan G, 20 or 30 insurance carriers, right? And they all have different prices, right, for Plan G.
Right.
93, the highest price, 93 is the lowest I found. $274 per month was the highest price I found in Oklahoma. And what's the difference in the coverage, JC, if they get Plan G? If you get it from Mutual of Omaha or Aetna, what's the difference in the coverage?
There is none.
Correct. You just pay more.
Right.
You don't get more.
The coverage is regulated. The price is not.
Right.
So you can have a price all over the map.
Right.
So your coverage is going to be the same.
So if you're on Plan F or Plan G or whatever plan it is through Medicare, my recommendation would be that you shop it every year because the cheapest provider will change from year to year, depending on what their claims rate is. You know, and just like in Obamacare, we're seeing people leave the exchanges in droves, you know, the insurance companies leaving the exchanges in droves because they're losing money, right? They're not getting funded.
Right.
And so whoever's the cheapest player changes, what I'm trying to say, from year to year. And there is no benefit to getting Plan G from somebody. You can get it from somewhere else cheaper. You don't gain anything by doing that. There's no additional benefit to you, is what I'm trying to say. They're the same benefits. They cover the same things. So regardless of which one you get it from. So I think you should shop that every year. That would be my recommendation to do, is to shop it every year. One of the things I wanted to talk about last week that I forgot to mention, JC, no matter who you are, if you paid into Social Security, and if you're eligible for Social Security benefits, when you reach FRA, which is one of the things in the book that we are giving you for free, full retirement age, 66 for many people, 67 for some people, okay? When you reach FRA, you should go down to Social Security and file and suspend your benefits immediately. You don't get a check. So let's say you're going to wait till 70, JC. Let's say you're going to wait till 70. And tomorrow's your 66th birthday, right?
Okay.
Fast forward a couple of years for you. Long time. You should get under Social Security and file and suspend. You don't want any checks. You just tell them you want to file and suspend. And the reason for this is, let's just say that 3 years from now, so you're 69, JC, and you'd find out you have some dreaded disease, like pancreatic cancer, right? You go to Social Security and say, I want my back check. And they'll say, we'll give you 6 months of back checks, and that's it. But if you file and suspend on your 66th birthday, guess what they'll do? They'll go back to your 66th birthday and give you a check for 3 years.
What happens if all goes well, though, and I make it to 70, 80, you know, no problem?
You can file at 70. You can collect at 70.
And my benefits have still grown?
Right, still grown at 8% a year, just like they would have if you hadn't filed. There is no cost to you to do this, is what I'm trying to say. There's no downside to you to doing this. It's like a free insurance policy. From 66 to 70, your benefits will grow at 8% a year, or to whatever age you decide to file at and receive benefits. Your benefits will grow at about 8% a year if you file and suspend. If you don't file and suspend, your benefits will grow at about 8% a year, right? Same, exact same. The difference is, if you file and suspend, you can get a check going back to the date that you filed and suspended. A lump sum. And they will lower your amounts for the rest of your life, as if you started collecting at 66.
Right, right.
Because you are collecting basically at 66. And so that, and that's fair. There's nothing wrong with that. But the reason I say this is, life has a way of doing weird things to us. And you could go for 3 years and not receive benefits, and then all of a sudden, you find out you have some dreaded disease and you want those benefits. If you file and suspend, you can collect them. If you don't file and suspend, you cannot. It's, to me, it's like insurance.
Right.
It's like a free insurance policy. And so the only thing it costs you is your time. You burn a half a day. Yes, you will, at least. Go down to the Social Security office and sit there and file and suspend. Tell them to turn it on, turn it off, and suspend your benefits immediately. And I just think that makes sense. Because we've seen it happen to people. We've seen it happen to our clients.
You know, yes.
They get ill or get a disease of some sort. And it can happen. And the older we get, of course, the more likely these things are to happen to us. There's not much doubt about that. And so this is the way you should do it. And this is one of the things they talk about in the book that we're sending out. You know, this is mentioned in the book to do this. And it's just free. It's free insurance. I mean, I don't know why anybody wouldn't.
Well, why do some people not do that? Is it just because they don't know?
Most people don't do it because they don't know, because they don't know about the rule. And it's the same with most of the rules in Social Security. They just don't understand the rules. The rules are so complex, and nobody gives them the rules. Nobody teaches you the rules for Social Security, which is why I strongly recommend reading the book, you know, that we're giving away by Larry Kotlikoff, because it goes through the rules. It tells you what the rules are and what the tricks are and what the things to look out for are. And it is important. You know, Social Security has mulligans. You know, you can buy back your time from Social Security. You can turn your benefits off when you turn 66. If you got to start getting benefits at 62, you can turn benefits off at 66 and let them grow
right,
a couple
right.
more years. You can buy back time. If you have a year time you got from Social Security, you can buy it back by writing them a check and say, here's your money back. Turn my benefits back on. And there are a lot of rules Social Security that people just aren't aware of, and this is why they get bit. I'd say 97, 98% of the people in this country probably don't maximize their benefits. And the other reason is it's delayed gratification, really, to maximize your benefits.
Usually, oh, right.
Wait till 70 or 68 or 70.
That's a big problem in this country.
Yeah. It's a big problem everywhere, but especially in this country, to say the least. I shouldn't talk. I'm the guy that can't wait till tomorrow for Amazon to get me a package. you know, it's just, that's just one of the issues we have in our society. We've gotten to the point where we want everything right now. And a lot of people, and people are retiring earlier nowadays. They retire at 62, 61, you know, 60, you know. A lot of people are. And so they're taking those benefits earlier. But in the long run, that can really hurt them. You know, it can hurt them, cost them hundreds of thousands of dollars. We're going to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free book, Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security Benefits. If you'd like a copy of this, give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. We'll
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan with the Mullen, J.C. Haskell here in the studios. Hope you're having a wonderful weekend, whatever you might be up to today. Anyhow, we have a free book to give you. The book this week, Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security Benefits. It's all about Social Security and how you can get more, and we'll also send you the one-page questionnaire to fill out for your free 30-page report. And it's all free. Just give me a call at 918-398-8387. 918-398-8387. Just leave your name and your address. When you get our voicemail, we'll send you the information in the mail. JC, I'm going to switch gears here. Talk about investments for a minute.
Well.
The switch stuff we've been talking about, strategy we've been talking about?
Yes, yes.
You know, Dennis Cartman, one of my favorite phrases of his, is that simplicity breeds elegance. He says, keep your trading system simple. Now, William O'Neill's a little more complicated, right?
Yes.
He has seven steps or seven letters to his acronym CANSLAM that he uses. But I think simplicity does breed elegance, and I think simplicity, the simple strategy, is a good strategy that I like. And this one, this switch strategy that we have with the stocks and bonds and stuff is, I think, pretty simple. I'm going to try to explain it. And so if I forget something, point it out. Hopefully you'll point it out.
I'll do my best.
So, this strategy is very simple. We use a proprietary market timing signal to go in and out of the market. It's gone, what, three times this year? Three or four times this year, I think?
I believe so, yes.
Something like that. When we're in the market, when we have a buy signal for the market, as in going up, we think it's going up, we buy two funds, two indexes, S&P 500 and the Qs, the NASDAQ, right? Do you understand so far, JC?
So far, I'm with you.
Okay.
Up market, buy two things.
Buy two stock funds. Stocks,
funds, yes.
Right. When it goes the other way and the signal reverses and says, get out of Dodge, we sell the stock funds, we buy two U.S. Treasury bond funds. Okay? So we're either in stocks or we're in treasuries. But not both. Right?
Makes sense so far.
One or the other, we're in either stocks or bonds. Strategy has worked extremely well, it looks like, over the last 12 years or so, 10, 12 years, coming about 19% a year. So, very good returns. And we can do it with no transaction charges, by the way. So, we use mutual funds that have no transaction charges. So, you just pay a flat fee per year. You don't pay a transaction charge each time we do a trade.
So, what about the guy or gal listening to this and says, golly, I mean, that sounds nice, but you got me right in two positions? That's no diversification whatsoever, almost.
Okay.
That's pretty risky, isn't it?
Well, how many stocks are in the S&P 500, JC?
Ooh, I think that's somewhere around 500.
Yeah, 500 stocks. And the NASDAQ is I believe, a 100-stock index.
Yeah, the Qs, I believe, are 100.
So you have 600 stocks in your portfolio. You are probably more diversified than the average person out there, especially one who has a stock portfolio. Especially one who has oil stocks.
Right, yeah.
10 different oil companies and thinks they're diversified. So you're in two different indexes, basically, is what you are. And, you know, I showed you the chart for this yesterday. Year-to-date, it's a very smooth chart, very little volatility. And it's gotten each call right. When it went to bonds, the bonds went up. When it went to stocks, the stocks have gone up. It's called it right each time. And, you know, the nice thing about this strategy is if they get the wrong call, the market signal will reverse. And so it'll correct itself automatically within a short time, usually, if it makes the wrong call going in or out of the market. And so it's a real simple strategy because it's easy to understand. Rather in stocks or in bonds. That's it. We use the market timing signal to determine which one we're in. It tells us buy stocks or buy bonds. If we sell stocks, we're buying bonds.
Right, right.
And the reason we do this is treasury bonds, typically, and we looked at the numbers on this, are negatively correlated to the S&P 500. So they usually go up when the S&P is going down. And if you go back to 2008, you can see this in tremendous fashion. 2008, the system that we're talking about, the switch system that we're talking about, gave us a clear sell signal in June of 2008, toward the end of June, I think it was, 2008. Of course, the market capitulated about September, October. It went straight in the tank in a nosedive. And what happened to Treasuries, JC? What did they do?
And they went up.
They went up exponentially. They went straight up. In fact, the strategy made, I think it was a really, really high percentage. Back in 08, it was north of 28, 30%. Did very well in 08. And so, because it went to Treasuries in June, and Treasuries shot up. It wasn't in stocks in the fall of 08. It had nothing in stocks, which was an optimal time to not be in stocks. If ever there was one, a time to not be in stocks, the fall of 08 was the time you didn't want to be in stocks. And so the signal, the market signal that we used, got it right, the fall, at least 08. It doesn't, I'm not saying it always gets it right. It doesn't. Obviously, there's no signal system that gets it right every time. But in 08, it got it right. You know, it took you out of the market in June and kept you out of the market the rest of the year, which, no matter what you went to, it was probably a good thing. Whether it was bonds or cash, it was probably a good thing to be in. And the reason we don't use cash for this is because bonds add a good bit of the return to the system. Like in 08, they added the bulk of the return. They probably were all the return in 2008 because they did very well. What happens when there's a panic in the market, JC? Where do people flock to usually?
Treasuries.
Well, they want quality, right? Right. They're not going there for yield. They weren't going there for yield in 08. There wasn't much yield to them at all. This was a flight, this is what we call a flight to safety. People want safety. And in 08, boy, did they ever want safety. They were scared to death, and rightly so. Everybody was scared. Everybody was very emotional, remember? Nobody was making logical decisions.
Right, yes.
I mean, everybody was reacting on emotion. And that tends to be a rather volatile time for the market. Adds to the volatility of the market. And the more the market drops, the more the people panic, and the more they panic, the more it drops. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy or a death spiral, whichever way you want to look at it. And so that's exactly what happened. And so this system basically just took you out of stocks in June of 08, moved you to bonds for the rest of the year. Bonds went up and up and up and kept going up for the rest of the year, pretty much. And so if you had this, you would have done very well. And I like it because it's simple. It's a simple strategy. Two positions, either two stock positions or two bond positions. Period. That's it. It's going to be in one or the other. And those are just determined by the buy and sell signal that we use for the market, which is pretty good. It's not 100% perfect by any means, but it's pretty good, I think. Works pretty well. And this system certainly has worked. It's produced good results over the years. So, anyhow, enough about that. Social Security. Will it be there, JC?
I have no idea.
Nancy and Al Gore want you to think it won't if we don't do something, right?
If we don't
raise taxes.
Pay more money.
If we don't raise taxes, it's going to go bankrupt. They keep telling us it's going to go bankrupt. Well, last year, Social Security ran a $9.2 billion with a B dollar surplus. A surplus, JC.
And is that unusual for it to run a surplus?
It's run a surplus every year for as long as I can remember, since I think I've been alive. Okay?
So why would there be a problem?
Yeah, if you're a company and you have a $9.2 billion surplus at the end of the year, you're not bankrupt. We don't call you bankrupt. We call you very successful. But what does the government do with this surplus, JC?
Pillage it.
What?
They pillage it.
Correct. They are allowed to use any surplus from Social Security for general, it goes to the general fund, which the government uses for anything, basically. Right. Military, SSI, whatever, you know, welfare, whatever program they want to use it for, they can use it for any government program. And that is legal. There's nothing illegal about that. That's the way the law is written. So when they say they're going to save Social Security, they're not really saving Social Security. They want to pay for other programs. They're going to do it under the guise of saving Social Security. Does it shock you that our government's not telling us the whole truth, Jason?
To me, this reminds me a lot of when the government says they're doing something for children. So often we see that, and yet it never seems to be for children. It seems to be for some other funding of something or paying somebody.
Right.
Never seems to benefit the children.
That's right.
To me, it seems like we could do a lot to save Social Security by just saying the government's no longer allowed to pillage that. You know, anything right. that Absolutely. Goes into Social Security has to stay in Social Security.
Yeah.
That seems like we could do one of two things. We could either, you know, pay people more or have them pay in less. Yeah, you right. know, maybe or there's both. Something I don't understand here, but to me that seems like it's pretty simple thought.
And you know why the Nancy Pelosi and the Al Gores of the world don't ever want to privatize Social Security. What happens when they privatize it?
Your account becomes your account. It would actually be earmarked to you.
Right. Instead of to the government. And then they'll decide what they're going to pay you later.
Yes.
You know, we'll decide what they're going to pay you in 30 years, and we'll change the rules. And by the way, they just changed the rules last year on us. What a surprise.
Yeah. And was the rule changed to benefit Social Security recipients?
No, it did not benefit Social Security.
It sure didn't seem like it.
And you know what shocked me about this is that AARP supported this thing. And I'm like, come on.
Which tells you they're getting money from somewhere.
This bill was a terrible bill for their constituents, the the one that passed last year. It was the Bipartisan Budget Act of 2015, actually 2 years ago, but it went into effect last year. It was a horrible bill. It eliminated two common ways to claim benefits, basically for people that were under the age cap, which I think was 62 at the time. I can't remember. I'm going from memory here, so forgive me. This bill never should have been passed. The Republican House and Senate passed it. Shame on them. They should not have passed it. And Obama signed it. Shame on him. But that doesn't surprise me too much.
If this bill made it harder to get money out or made you get less money out,
right,
did it at least also reduce the amount you paid into it?
No, of course not.
Hmm.
No, they're still taking your money, Jason.
Very weird.
This is the government, you know? Average senior couple expenses, about $33,000 a year. Living expenses, everything, clothing, food, transportation, health care. Social Security pays about, average benefits I see are about $1,500 to $2,000 a month per person. So you're looking at about $3,000 a month, you know, for a couple. So it'll cover the bulk of these expenses, I think, looks like. We've got to take a quick break. I want to remind you of our free book, Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security Benefits. If you'd like a free copy of it, give me a call at 918-398-8387, 918-398-8387.
BizTalk Radio is now available on Amazon Echo. Just add the BizTalk Radio skills, then ask Alexa for the latest business news. You'll instantly get live, relevant information from the best business source, BizTalk Radio. Alexa, open BizTalk Market Tips. This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-425-1023. That's 800-425-1023.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
That's the time you get me running, and you know I'll be around.
Welcome back to Money Talk. I'm Dan with the Mullen J.C. Haspel. I want to remind you of our free book, Get What's Yours, The Secrets to Maxing Out Your Social Security Benefits. We'll send you a copy of it. We'll also send you the information on this switch strategy we were talking about earlier, this investment strategy that's made about 19% a year over the last 12 years. And if you're interested, give us a call. We'll send it to you. 918-398-8387. That's 918-398-8387. Just leave us your name and your address, please, and we will send you all that information in the book. Absolutely free, no cost, no obligation whatsoever. JC, a lot of people ask me, how much money will I get?
That's pretty much the only question.
Social Security.
How much money and how do I do it?
Yeah. Well, it's determined by several different factors. How much you earned over your lifetime, the age at which you apply for benefits, your marital status, married, widowed, divorced, or other. But I guess there's probably another option somewhere in there. And how well you use the rules to maximize your benefits. And don't ask Social Security. They're probably not going to help you much. Also, one of the things I want to tell people is you can use your other assets to delay taking Social Security benefits. And many times, this is the best option. So if you're 64, JC, and you want to retire, you might be able to live on your IRA for 2 years, you know, for until 66.
Right. Yeah.
Or you might talk to our friend Richard Waite and get a reverse mortgage to cover that gap, the two-year gap, which may be feasible, may not necessarily be the right way, but for some people, that may be the right option. And so there's lots of different ways to get from A to B without taking Social Security benefits, without drawing those benefits right away. And for some people, that makes a lot of sense to do it that way. For some people, it doesn't, but it just depends. You know, the main question I get with people is JC is trying to figure out when they really want to retire. And it's kind of a hard decision for people to make because they want to work, and they see retirement as like a one-way street. You know, you can only go down one way. You can't go back. If you retire, you can't go back.
Right.
And that's not necessarily the case. We know that's not necessarily the case. But there's a couple I was looking at here in the example on the slides that I have. Age 66, Joe claims $2,018 a month in benefits. Mary gets $1,267 a month in benefit. And their lifetime benefits are about $813,000 for the two of them. But if they maximize it and they change their strategy, they can get another $150 or $200 out of it. Jump up to $950, I think, on this example. So there's a lot of different ways to file. And we have a lot of couples like that are divorced, have been remarried, you know, common in our society today that remarry. I always tell people, don't get remarried before you're 60. That's a key date for Social Security. That's a big deal for Social Security. How do they calculate your benefits, JC? And this is something that comes into play. We have a lot of people that are spouses and who have one income household, okay? One of the spouses stayed at home for 5 or 10 years, right?
Yes.
And this hurts them from their own retirement benefit standpoint because Social Security looks at your highest 35 years of income. And they index them for inflation. I need to bring up to current, so they're basically equaled out, you know, based on inflation. But your high is 35 years. So if you have a housewife who worked 25 years, JC, she's got 10 years of
zeros.
Zeros. And what does that do to your average when you get a zero?
It doesn't help it.
It doesn't help your average, right? It brings it way down. Especially 10 years of zeros.
Yes.
It's going to pull her ability to get the checks way down, the amount that the checks are, way down from like $1,500 to maybe $1,000 a month or something like that. But the Social Security does it. I'm not saying it's fair. It is what it is. And so what's the impact of filing early, taking early benefits, JC? Let's talk about this for a minute. There's an example I have here of a guy who's 62 years old. His PIA age 66 amount would be, I think it is, $2,230 if he took it at 66. But he's currently 62, and he wants to draw benefits. They're only going to pay him 75% of his age 66 amount. $1,672 a month instead of $2,230. $600 less. It's a lot of money.
Every month.
Every month. For the rest of his life, by the way. Yes. But then let's say he decides to wait until 70. Let's compare it to waiting until 70, where it's 132% of his PIA instead of 75% of his PIA at age 62, primary insurance amount. His full is age 66 amount, excuse me. So if he waits till 70, he gets $2,943 a month. A little bit more than the $1,672 at age 62. How much, you ask, JC? $1,271. $1,271 per month, every month, for the rest of his life. And it also affects his spouse's amount when he dies. The widow's amount goes up if he waits. So I always tell people this: when they want to file at 62, it'll not only affect you, it'll affect your surviving spouse as well, because it does. For widow's benefits, it affects both. And one of the things I want to point out is primary benefits will grow until age 70. Retirement benefits will grow until age 70 for you. Spousal benefits stop growing at 66. So a spouse should never wait beyond 66 to file for spousal benefits. Does that make sense?
Yes, yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Their benefits stop growing at 66. Just spousal benefits, not their own benefits, their own retirement benefits. But they should never wait beyond 66 to file for spousal benefits.
So all that does, and correct me if I'm wrong, is just get you less checks.
Yeah. It doesn't get you a bigger amount. You just get fewer checks because Social Security just keeps those checks.
Right.
Isn't that nice of them?
You would think. You know, it would only make too much sense for them to just automatically start sending you the checks.
Right.
No.
They don't want you to file. They know if you don't file, you're not getting checks.
Right.
It's cheaper for them.
Heaven forbid it would benefit you.
They don't want you to file. No. And they're not going to tell you how to file.
It's only your money.
And you know what kills me is we have software that tells us, based on a couple and the joint earnings and the history and the marriage history and everything else, when and how they should file. For spousal benefits, widow benefits, retirement benefits, everything. We have software that tells us when and how to do everything. That's what we use for our free report, right? The government does not have a system that they can give you spousal benefits and tell you what the optimal way is for you and your spouse to file. Even if you walk into the Social Security office, they don't have a way to tell you. It just amazes me.
Well, why would they bother with something like that? Yeah. I mean, it's not like they're there to help you or anything.
So, they will tell you, file now. They'll just tell you, file today, file now, file today, file now, right? So, many people need to go on their own benefits, then back to their spouse benefits, then back and forth, especially a person who's a widow or who's been married twice. A woman who's been married twice could potentially have about 6 different ways to claim benefits on each former spouse when they're living, JC, right? And then when they die, the amounts jump up to 85% or whatever their full amount was, instead of 50% when they're living spousal benefit. And then she also has her own benefits. So that's 5, I guess, 5 different ways that she could file and claim benefits. And she can change from one to the other, one former spouse to the other, at will, anytime she wants to, once she reaches the age of 60. If you'd like to know more or get the free book, give me a call at 918-398-8387, 918-398-8387. Just leave us your name and your address. And thank you very much for listening. Hope you have a great week.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
BizTalk Radio.